But one, Kerry TD, from not far from here, has written to the makers of the Top Gear programme, and he wants to invite them to feature the Wild Atlantic Way on their show. It makes a lot of sense. Deputy Brendan Griffin is a Fine Gael TD for Kerry South. He's on the line now. Deputy Griffin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan.
Are you in Leinster House or are you in Kerry?
I'm in Dublin, so I'm in Leinster House, so welcome to Kerry from Dublin.
So you, strictly speaking, you should be here and I should be there, but we're reversing roles for this because it's the summer and the world goes topsy-turvy.
Exactly, that's exactly it. Silly season and all that.
But you were in the pub business for years, weren't you?
I was. I spent a few years in Castlemaine village. I had a little pub there called the Castle Inn Bar in Castlemaine. Castlemaine's a junction there as you turn onto the Dingle Peninsula where you are today. So I spent a few years there. Great time there. It's a bit different to the job I'm doing at the moment, but it's very similar in other ways as well, you know?
Of course, yeah. Well, you're generally standing at a counter asking people to what they want. They ask for favours and you try and sort them out.
Try to keep the people happy, exactly.
That's it. Nothing changes, really. So tell me about the Top Gear proposal.
I suppose it's kind of along the lines of what you're doing at the moment. You're having a very good week there and having a very interesting week for listeners, but it's also showcasing everything that the Western Seaboard has to offer along the Wild Atlantic Way. So similarly with the Top Gear programme, because it's an internationally shown programme, I felt it would be an excellent opportunity for the Wild Atlantic Way if the BBC were to come over here and record the programme and show it internationally. So I've asked them if they would do it, and I've also asked Falls Ireland and Tourism Ireland and the Taoiseach's office and the Minister for Transport and Tourism's office to come on board, and they very much agree with the proposal and they've come on board as well. So hopefully it's something that will happen. I think it would be a brilliant way to show off the new longest coastal route in Europe. And it would be a great thing for marketing the Wild Atlantic Way, and it would make for great television too.
The beauty is jaw-dropping, really. And you get Jeremy Clarkson now in a nice Nissan Micra going up by the Connor Pass. Would be a nice picture, wouldn't it?
Gosh, those lads, they'd have great crack all the way along. And, you know, the amount of the material that's there to make a very funny, interesting and a spectacularly beautiful programme, I think, as well. You know, there's no shortage of material. And actually, one thing I was thinking about is it would be a nice touch as well if they could, you know, because they always try to use interesting vehicles, whether it's old lorries or whether it's buses or tractors or whatever. But they could look at maybe cars that were manufactured in Ireland, you know, whether it would be old Fords or maybe even DeLoreans, to be quite fitting to be going into a time machine, because it's almost like going back in time when you're doing some parts of the Wild Atlantic Way, you know?
Sure. We have a slight delay in line, but the point is that you want to get these guys over, which I do understand, because as we were driving along all this week doing it for radio, I was thinking this would be great TV, just having like the trip, you know, the Steve Coogan program, where he's driving around Italy or the UK with the camera on himself and Rob Brydon and just laughing about the food and the people and the experience. I was thinking this is great, potential great TV. So you've written to these guys in Top Gear, and what have they said? Have they got back to you yet? Or
we've got acknowledgements, but what Falta and Tourism Ireland have sent footage and have sent the stuff that we were just talking about there, the spectacular footage from along the coastline, they've sent all that on as well. And not just to the BBC, but they've sent it to other TV stations around in Europe and around the world. So I've got acknowledgement at the moment, but I suppose that's where the likes of RTE come in. You know, you'd have a lot. I'm a lowly backbench TD from the Dingle Peninsula.
Yes, I know that.
But you've got good connections there, so maybe you could come on board and use your connections there and maybe have a little word in their ear as well. And it certainly would go a long way. But I think it would be fantastic for all of Ireland, you know, if this could happen. And it would make for, as I say, it would make for great television. And there's so much on offer. And, you know, you're doing a great job this week on radio. But radio can only go so far too. Whereas with television and with visual communication, there's so much more that can be seen. So I think it would be an excellent thing to do. And it goes out. It's one of the most watched TV programs in the world, by all accounts.
It makes a great deal of sense, and I think that your idea may well come to fruition if the lads in the Beeb have any sense themselves. I believe you're writing a book, by the way. How's that going?
I published a book last December.
You published it.
I published a book called Secrets of a Moonlit River was the name of it. It was actually written when I was in that bar, that aforementioned bar between 2007 and 2010, the one thing about the bar business that was, you know, at the weekends we used to have a good trade, but from Monday to Thursday night it was kind of tumbleweed time, you know, in Castlemaine around that time. So I used to have an awful lot of spare time on those weeknights late at night. So I sat down one night to write a short story and ended up writing a novel. So I only got around to publishing it just before Christmas. But I wrote three novels when I was there, actually. So the second one, I have a small bit of editing to do. If I get a chance in August, I'll try to get that finalised and try to get it out in the autumn. But the first one has been very well received, and it's just, you know, it's not going to win the Booker Prize or anything at any time, but it's nice when it's aimed at the 9+ age bracket. And it's very rewarding when people come back to you having read it and having enjoyed it and looking forward to the next one.
We last threw Listowel yesterday, didn't have time to stop, and John B. Keane, of course, famously would have written a lot of stories in a similar way. So you never know, you might be drinking from the same cup as him in that regard. We've got to leave it there, though. Brendan Griffin, thank you for your time this morning.
And
good luck.
And thanks for the job you're doing there in helping to promote the Wild Atlantic Way. You're doing a great job all week, and keep it going.
Nice. Okay, best of luck. Well, I'll tell you, it's the easiest job in the land this week. If it's a bit grueling, a little bit exhausting, but for all the right reasons, it's been a joy. It really has been an absolute joy to meet everyone all around the country, at least along the Wild Atlantic Way in the last 4 or 5 days. We'll be going from here to Bantry this afternoon, and we'll take a nice scenic route there so that we can enjoy the sights and sounds, and then from Bantry in the morning we'll be broadcasting, and then back home with the kind of spring in the step and a heavy heart, if you can have both at the same time. That was Deputy Brendan Griffin, by the way, Fine Gael TD for Kerry South, who has written to Top Gear saying, lads, if you really wanted a beautiful programme to make with cars and scenery, come to Ireland and drive the Wild Atlantic Way. Good suggestion.